Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Welcome to Sports Day. Big show coming your way. Paul Hazelby and Carl Langdon on this Thursday. Let's get straight into a sports update for the Farmers Business Network. Now the perfect time to explore how Farmers Business Network makes buying imports easier for growers.
Well, Hayes, Alex Carey finally confirmed as the Ashes keeper. No surprise there, but he was and has been given the opportunity for the first two tests, which was the surprise to me.
Well, if you're going to back him in, you back him in for five and maybe even a year, 12 months to 18 months, and really back him in, give him confidence. That doesn't instill a player with a lot of confidence. But what can you tell us about whether Perth will have a test, and if we don't get it, which we believe we won't, where will it be?
Well, they're talking about how much money they can make out of it, so it's likely to be in Sydney or Melbourne, I think, Hayes. Whilst Tasmania have put their hat in the ring, it's just the financial amount that Cricket Australia can make. And now you've got the scenario where the first test might actually be washed out. Now, if they had any sense at all, Cricket Australia, they'd move that one here and then reschedule the fifth test for up there in Brisbane. That would be the sensible thing to do, but they don't actually do things with a lot of sense these days.
No, they don't. The AFLW fixtures out today. Fremantle taking on Adelaide, January 8 at Fremantle Oval. The West Coast Eagles taking on Brisbane, Jan 9. They play a couple of games here, and then both teams go on the road for 3 weeks. Big show coming your way. Richard Garcia to join us next, the coach of the Perth Glory.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into an A-League update. Don't miss Perth Glory take on Melbourne Victory FC Sunday night. Secure your seat now. Search A-Leagues to buy tickets. And the coach of the Perth Glory is Richard Garcia. He joins us. And everybody wants to know, Richard, welcome to the show, mate. Will we see Daniel Sturridge playing on Sunday?
No, we're going to continue with the plan and getting fit and try and get him up to speed and make sure that we do the right thing by Daniel and make sure that he's ready to play full football.
Has he had any setbacks, Richard, or is it just precautionary?
No, it's more just gaining fitness. He's sort of in the midst of a pre-season, so, you know, sort of you don't really want to send a player out without doing a semi-pre-season, and that's what we're in the middle of doing now, you know, trying to work him hard while he's over here and get him up to speed so that, you know, he can get back into full games as soon as possible.
Without him, you've been more than competitive, but only 1 point to show so far from the two games. What's been your summary across the first two?
I think, you know, we're definitely a team who has been without competitive games in the pre-season. Obviously, not being able to travel has been a hard part for us in pre-season. But, you know, the improvement from the first week to last week was a massive one. So it was a big leap and, you know, we're heading in the right direction and the guys are starting to take on board what we want. Very pleased with the way we're progressing. Now it's about, you know, taking the results when we put in those performances.
Well, let's face it, you were ripped off. Have you had any response? It needs to get better. Have you had any response around that scenario? I mean, are we going to see a situation where the technology is better or at least used in these sorts of scenarios? Because we can't have that sort of stuff unfolding, to be perfectly honest, in your game.
Oh, I definitely agree. I think it's something that definitely needs to improve. The technology is there. It's about having the amount of cameras that you need at a game and to use it well. And I think that's probably something that we need to get better as a league, is to either invest in that technology or you know, find a way to use it more efficiently.
Richard, any update on Brandon O'Neill and how he's going with his partner?
He keeps giving us updates that she's ready to go. But, I think that's more his excitement on both the baby and a possible chance to get back out there and play. But, I think it's a hard situation for himself. You know, he wants to be there for the birth of the first baby, and for us it's also a difficult one, not being able to have him fly in and out. You know, we're sort of stuck here and really can't have people flying in and out.
Are we talking about a C-section here, Richard, or a natural birth? Because I must say, my wife got rushed in for an emergency C-section. We were in and out and had our daughter Emily, and there was this poor lady who was laying there on one of those round rubber balls when I went in, and when I came out she was still laying there, and she was laying there for the next half a day.
I think they have investigated everything. I think, you know, they've left it in the hands of the doctor. So, Yeah, look, I'm sure it'll come either way. So I wish them the best with that.
Now, we've got to keep our sense of humour because for you, you're going to have to, what looks like, endure a fairly lengthy road trip. Do you know exactly what it looks like? Because I was reading some articles this week that you may well be on the road until something like January 15.
It could virtually end up that way. At the moment, we're looking into areas and in ways that we could possibly get back into WA. At the moment, you know, we've got to be out of Victoria for 2 weeks, and we're looking into possibly trying to move into Queensland to get an exemption to be in a bubble sort of situation in Queensland, and then hopefully get these guys back for Christmas so that they can spend some time with their family, because it looks like at this point we probably will be on the road. We'll probably be back on the road on the 1st of January, and then, you know, who knows when we'll be allowed back in again. So that's sort of, you know, something that's playing on the group's minds a little bit. You know, they're sort of, you know, they've really accepted the challenge of being over here, but it's always hard when you don't know what's coming in the future.
More of Richard Garcia coming your way next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Now time for our weekend preview for the Road Safety Commission. Drink drive? Nah, not worth it, even once. And my weekend preview is that the Perth Glory, led by this man, Richard Garcia, will get their first 3 points of the season against the Melbourne Victory. How does that sound, Carl?
Now, we've got to keep our sense of humour because for you, you're going to have to, what looks like, endure a fairly lengthy road trip. Do you know exactly what it looks like? Because I was reading some articles this week that you may well be on the road until something like January 15.
It could virtually end up that way. At the moment, we're looking into areas and in ways that we could possibly get back into WA. At the moment, you know, we've got to be out of Victoria for 2 weeks, and we're looking into possibly trying to move into Queensland to get an exemption to be in a bubble sort of situation in Queensland, and then hopefully get these guys back for Christmas so that they can spend some time with their family, because it looks like at this point we probably will be on the road. We'll probably be back on the road on the 1st of January, and then, you know, who knows when we'll be allowed back in again. So that's sort of, you know, something that's playing on the group's minds a little bit. You know, they're sort of, you know, they've really accepted the challenge of being over here, but it's always hard when you don't know what's coming in the future.
Just got to get those first 3 points against Melbourne Victory, hopefully. And look, you should know them pretty well. A lot of players that you would have coached that have gone across to the Melbourne Victory. What have you found across their start? 2 games, 2 wins. Of course, Tony Popovich is the new coach there, and he started pretty well.
Yeah, they've had a great start to the season. You know, and in games that probably could have gone either way, which is fantastic for us. You know, I think the way we're growing and the way we're getting better and better every week is a real positive. So, you know, we'll be looking to get that 3 points against them on Sunday.
So knowing his style and knowing a few of the players, is that helpful or is that sometimes a bit of a hindrance when you go into a game like this?
Look, I think, you know, they probably know just as much about us as we do about them. So it works both ways. I'm sure it'd be a great game. And, you know, it's one that we're looking to win.
And having a look at the next couple of games, I know that you don't like to look too far ahead, but you've got Melbourne City following in the next 3 days on the Wednesday, and you did say that you do have to get out of Melbourne. When you're in that environment over there in Victoria, are you restricted in what you can do? Is that just part of what it looks like whilst you're in there for those next few days?
At the moment, we don't really have the restrictions. I think we're putting the restrictions on ourselves to make sure that we are doing everything possible for the boys to be able to, you know, have an opportunity to get back home for Christmas. And that means, you know, the guys sticking close to the hotel and being sensible when they're out and about, that, you know, they are, you know, wearing masks and making sure that they're following all protocols. So it's something that we have spoken to the boys about and making sure that they're in the best mindset to be able to perform, as well as give us the best opportunity to be able to get home.
Richard Garcia there. Coming up next, it's Mitch McCarron from the Adelaide 36ers. He's the captain. The NBL season about to kick off. Risk drink driving after having just a few? Nah, not worth it, even once.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. There's going to be a lot of golden moments with the NBL about to kick off. Opportunities as good as gold. McMahon, B. Moore, and we caught up with Mitch McCarron, the Adelaide 36ers captain. How are you, Mitch? Going well?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. We've been in town for a few days now, so ready for Friday.
At least you've been allowed to move around and haven't been locked in your room like what might have to be endured by some at some point. But, look, it's a really good blitz that your team have come off. You won every single game, including a couple against the Perth Wildcats you're going to take on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, it is pre-season and some guys are resting and guys are getting some of their injuries right, so you can't really take too much out of it in terms of what that'll look like for the rest of the season. But it was good for us to get a lot of different guys on floor and get some confidence behind the way that we want to play and uphold some of our standards, and then we'll just add more and more stuff in as the real stuff comes along.
Our listeners know CJ Bruton pretty well, given he spent some time here at the Wildcats. How has he been since he's taken up the post?
Yeah, he's been great. Obviously a first-year coach, and you know, that's pretty challenging, you know, to come in, and we're a relatively inexperienced and young group as well. So there's a big challenge ahead for him, but I think he's done a good job of just having good conversations with people about what his expectations are for them individually and as a team. And obviously he can relate to what it's like as a player, as a young player in this league, as a veteran in this league, as a national team player that has expectations to perform night in, night out. So, he's a great reference point for that stuff too.
What about for you, Mitch? What was the key reason for you going to the Adelaide 36ers on the back of winning that championship last year with Melbourne United?
There's a lot of different things that go into it. It's an exciting opportunity to take hold of the group that I mentioned before. You know, a bit inexperienced and pretty new, and a lot of young guys that, you know, are going to go on and probably do better things than I'll ever do in my career. So it's a cool opportunity for me to be a part of that and help them develop. As a, you know, I get the vet card now within this group at 29 years old, which is sweet. So, I'm enjoying the new challenge.
Now that's all said and done, would you have beaten the Wildcats last year if they weren't so banged up?
Of course.
Good answer, mate. What about the imports? Dusty Hannes and also Todd Withers, the two that have come into your group.
We love them. They're both bring very different things, and we've got a little bit of a taste already of what Dusty can do when he gets fired up, and we get to see it in practice, you know, all the time. Just an incredible shooter and an underrated scorer off the dribble as well, and I think he's going to really be an entertaining guy for this league. And Todd is a bit of your do-it-everything guy, you know, can make a shot, can put it on the floor. He's a great athlete, a great defensive guy for us as well. So we're super glad to have them a part of the group.
You got a good roster, Daniel Johnson there too, Cam Bairstow, but people are a bit excited about this Kai Soto, the Filipino wonder kid. Tell us a bit more about him and how good he's going to be in the league.
I think he's going to be really good. He's got a pretty special skill set that, he briefly flashed with a couple of plays early in the blitz. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see a lot of him just while he's getting his body right. But, he's able to do some things that, you know, as a guy who's, I think he's 7'3" or whatever he is, that probably shouldn't be able to do. So, we're super excited about him. He's super young as well. So, you know, I know everyone wants, you know, the 18-year-olds to be able to do everything right here and now. But I think give him some time and get used to this league and the bodies and how we play. I think he's going to be great.
Mitch McCarron there. All for McMahon. Has opportunities as good as gold. Visit careers.mcmahon.com.au. McMahon, B. Moore. David Short next with an odds update.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and let's get into an odds update. It's that time to catch up with Tab Touch's David Short. G'day, Shorty.
Hello, Carl. Nice to be with you, as well as Hayes. How's the night going, boys?
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, it's going really well. And you know what, Shorty? It's getting busier in your world too, mate, because all of a sudden we had no sport, and now we've got a truckload of it. Where do you want to start?
Let's go to the cricket, boys. Really excited about, obviously, the test match just around the corner. Can't wait to see the Ashes get underway, the first test market. The Aussies go in at 205, the draw 285, and England 450. There has been a trim up on the draw and England there. The Aussies were as short as 180, so the money's been there outside of them to get the job done early doors. The Big Bash kicks off on Sunday. Sydney Sixers take on the Melbourne Stars, 181 The Sixers with the Stars at $2. And on Monday, it's the Sydney Thunder, 181, Heat, $2. First game for the Scorchers is on the 8th of December. They're $1.60, taking on the Brisbane Heat at $2.35. The market to win the Big Bash, Sydney Sixers, $4.25, Scorchers, $4.50, Stars at $6, $6.50 and upwards from there.
The NBL, that kicks off tomorrow as well with Tasmania and Brisbane. A big game for the Wildcats against the 36ers tomorrow too.
Absolutely it is. And the Jack Jumpers go into their clash with Brisbane as the outsiders. They're at $2.25, the Bullets $1.64. The Wildcats expected to get their campaign off to a flyer. Go the Mighty Cats. They're $1.38, $3.05 the 36ers. Line betting on that game sits at 6.5. The Wildcats have been covering the line for fun in recent seasons. I'll be jumping on that bandwagon again.
Round 3 of the A-League, Shorty.
A-League action this weekend for the punters. We see Wellington taking on Western Sydney tomorrow. 240 the Phoenix, 360 the draw, 270 for Western Sydney. Perth Glory take on the Melbourne Victory there on the road. Victory 207 favourites, the draw 355 and the Glory at 335.
Now Group 1 racing returns to Ascot. The last week of the Triple Challenge and Western Empire. I don't reckon I've seen one this short, Shorty, in a main race. $1.35, I think, on Tab Touch. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Bang on the mark, Carlos. And, well, we thought 145 might be a little trim, but we were wrong. The punters are just truckloading this into $1.35 now, if you don't mind. Regal Power on the second line, 5 out of 6. Search and Rocks is $10 and firm. Kiss on All Four Cheeks, just a little bit of money there, 15 into 14. Similar Notorious One, 21 into 18. But, I'd say 95% of the money at the moment, all with Western Empire.
Okay, now let's swing our attention to Saturday night in Cannington.
Yeah, big night of chasing to look forward to out there at Cannington. And, of course, we've got the Road to the Phoenix final. This is something a little bit different, a max race. The winner of this race will go and represent WA with that, the Dogs WA slot in the $750,000 to the winner, the Phoenix. That race is on the 18th of December there at the Meadows. Our Vice Group's been really well backed. Open $1.60, now into $1.36. Fernando Star draws box one. It's the $3 outsider in the match race. Should be a beauty there on Saturday night.
How do we get on?
You can drop into any Tab agency statewide. Head to tabtouch.com.au or call 132368. If you are going to have a punt, be sure to do it responsibly. Enjoy the rest of your night, boys.
Good on you, David Short there. Thanks to Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on Tab Touch. Better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858.
Hey, Carl, for Bowls WA, who's on a roll? Visit your local club. Gotta love thebolo.com.au.
Well, we just spoke to David Short at $1.35. It has to be Western Empire, Willie Pike in the saddle, owned by Bob Peters, trained by Grant and Alana Williams, going for 3 out of 3 when it comes to our $1 million triple challenge. So that's who's on a roll, Hayes.
Good call by you. Head to your nearest Bowls club and get involved. Visit gottalovethebolo.com.au. Weather out.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed.
And we finish off with the weather outlook for New Farm, Australian through and through, Carl.
Yeah, heading down to Busselton first haze tomorrow. 28 mostly sunny and same for Saturday, although a couple of degrees hotter at 30 degrees. We head out to Meriden, out towards the Eastern Districts, mild stomping ground haze. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 32 degrees and then warming up on Saturday, a minimum of 15 to a top of 33 and a fine sunny day.
All for New Farm. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm. Australian through and through. Just some other news around down at Fremantle. Nat Fyfe back at training. Good signs. Lost a bit of weight. But unfortunately for Hayden Young, non-football related surgical procedure to drain an abscess. Won't do much training between now and Christmas.
And how's Crackers Keenan? 70th birthday party over there in Melbourne. 130 people went. It's a super spreader event, Hayes. 40 people still positive from that party, including Ron Barassi, 85, and he now won't be presenting the Premiership Cup for Melbourne at their big grand final reunion on Sunday.
Big shame, isn't it? He was the last Premiership captain, so for him not to be there, I'm sure they're going to have a good time without him. 40,000 people there. They deserve the good times.
Speaking of good time, we've had a good time this week. That's all we've got time for tonight. Hayes Knight will be back on Monday from 6 o'clock. We'll see you then.